Proclamation number 5419 of 23rd of June, 1952. A free will, God's working. I will obviously become effective in those who subject their will to mine, and yet, people do not recognize me, simply because they do not allow me to be active in them, because they have not yet completely absorbed my will. Anyone who calls upon me in his heart that I may give him perception of the truth, that I may enlighten his spirit, will soon feel in his heart where the pure truth is. He will feel addressed by me, he will feel an inner satisfaction, for the realization of the truth makes him happy. Yet first of all, the desire for the truth has to be in him. Without this desire, even the divine truth remains unrecognized. Without this desire, the right bond with me is missing. Nevertheless, I continue to influence those who do not yet know the truth but who acknowledge me myself and strive to get close to me, and my influence consists of stimulating their activity of thought. At the outset, the human being must recognize one's own inadequacy before appealing to me for help, and therefore the one is also bound to occasionally be afflicted with doubts which he alone is unable to dispel, doubts which only I myself can solve. He needs be confronted with problems and to recognize his inability to solve them. I will not let a person fall, even if he abuses the freedom of his will, and my loving care for his spiritual ascent will be with him until the end of his life. And whether one means fails, I still have many others which I apply, yet I do not touch one's free will. It is just that people will often have to be dealt with quite harshly who cannot be persuaded to think for themselves but only accepted their fellow human beings' products of their thoughts but without their own judgment or esteem. They will often be confronted with experiences which could make them wonder, and with some pondering they could only win. But if they also let such means on my part pass by, then they remain in spiritual blindness, and they move on wrong ways because they cannot find the right path in the darkness. Anyone who wants to receive has to open one's heart, but if the one keeps it closed, my spirit cannot flow out. Yet I then will not keep the one in darkness, but he himself will prevent the light from entering. And he will take the darkness along with him into the spiritual kingdom. He will regret a thousand times for not having accepted the light, and the darkness will torment him until he is led to a little light through love. Darkness is tormenting, but the light is blissful. And I will give light to you humans so that you will become blessed. Amen.